You know, I was first introduced to that song years ago, Miracles and Blessings, and I think that's when I was starting my career as a gospel announcer because I came over from the mainstream. And I heard this beautiful song, this woman with this beautiful voice, never heard of Gay Arbuckle before, you know. And it was just a pleasure playing the song, Miracles and Blessings. This is Gay Arbuckle, you know. And it just flowed. And what a beautiful song. You know,
Amen.
love that song.
Amen.
And Virginia just embraced you, Gay.
I
They
love
just,
it.
hey, just embrace, they love that song. Tell us
Amen.
about, let's talk about you being a thespian.
Oh, wow. That's, I hadn't done that in a while, but some people call me a character. Some people, you know, they may also respond as you kind of animated. And I love entertainment. I love music. I love getting people involved. I like to see the response that people have when you perform. And being in plays and being in some of those plays, it just really increases your personality. And I think in anything that we do, it's a personality that we have that people will attach to. Not, and the anointing, of course, destroys the yoke. But being a thespian, you get a chance to be somebody that you're not. So you're like, oh, I get to be, I don't know, whatever my character may be. And you get to just really let people have it. Or you get to be the one who's the mom, or you get to be somebody that you're not.
For people who aren't familiar with you being a thespian, what are some of the plays you were in?
One play was The Preacher's Kid, and Forgiveness was another play. And one was during the Christmas time. One play, was, I think the Preacher's Kid was about a little boy who was kind of just everywhere. And you know how they say about preacher's kids, sometimes they're the worst ones. So I was the mom, making sure that the son would stay in place. And then the other one about the spiritual forgiveness, and it was about forgiving, you know, people in your family, sisters or brothers, and just giving them grace. And so in that play, it just kind of escalates, and it's the ending is that, you know, we all come together as a family and we reunite.
Back to your album, Totally Committed. Tell us about that song.
Oh, wow. This is actually a song that was written by a dear friend of mine. I guess the song is just really simple. It's just said, Lord, I give my life to you, and I'm totally committed. Because if we're going to walk this walk and we're going to really be led by Christ, we got to make a commitment to God first. And if once we make our commitment to Him, then, you know, the sky is the limit. So we just, and being committed to Him, some things we may have to go through. Some things may be great. Some things may be awful. And he's like, I just don't know. But once we make a commitment to Christ, He always has our back. He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us. So it's just a wonderful song. It's a choir tune. And even for someone that's probably not musically inclined, once they hear that, they're like, I can play that song. So it's a great song to just show your commitment to the Lord.
How hard is it being a minister of music at your church?
You know, when I first got here, I thought I was just going to be singing. I thought, oh, this is great. I could just sing, do praise and worship. But I had to understand that there are a lot of people here who you're training, you're coaching, you're sometimes you have to be the bigger one, even though there are those times where you feel as if I just go ahead and let them have it one good time, we won't have this meeting anymore. But that doesn't happen. People need to see a sincere heart. They need to see that you're real. Sometimes it can be a little difficult, but I enjoy what I do. I've grown so much since I've been in this position. Now, I've always played for churches. I think I started playing for churches when I was like in the seventh grade. And it's totally different because then we were just a musician. Then as time went on, it was like then there's a head musician. But when you talk about the minister of music, I'm over seven choirs here, over the music department, and it can be overwhelming at times. But when you think about when you see the outcome, you go, it's so rewarding.
It's our guest, Gay Arbuckle. The project's called Holy. Gay, do you Twitter or Facebook?
I Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm on there, not all the time, but I am on there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And folks can get in touch with you on Facebook at Gay Arbuckle?
Yeah, G-A-Y-E. So if they put G-A-Y, they're going to miss me.
Okay.
And then I have a website, GayArbuckle.com.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. Gay, we wish you nothing but blessings. We want to thank you for taking time with us. Thank you, Gay.
Thank you very much.
It's our guest, Gay Arbuckle. The project's called Holy Live. Pick the project up. You will definitely be blessed. Gay Arbuckle on Star 1310.